I think that murder is bad. And I don't think you need to qualify that statement. It's been a basic tenet of human society since, the Ten Commandments, and probably even before that. But for some reason, the recent murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has a lot of people saying, murder is bad, but... dot, dot, dot. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is a colleague of mine at Reason, Joe Lancaster. He's an assistant editor for us at Reason, and he has written a piece that I would recommend to you. Prominent progressives struggle to condemn murder without defending the murderer, about all of the weirdness that's come out of the murder of Brian Thompson here over the past week. Maybe not all the weirdness, I guess. There's been a lot of it, but some of it. Joe, thanks for taking some time and chatting with us here today.
Yeah, we can really only focus on one bit of weirdness today. We'll get to the rest later.
That's true. We don't have enough time, unfortunately, to cover all the strangeness here. Of course, there's been an arrest made. We've got a suspect in the murder. We don't need to talk about all of that here today. What I'm curious about, what I'm interested in, is the response that we've heard from people like Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Take me through some of the, I don't know, conditions, let's say, that they've put on the idea that murder is bad.
Sure. Yeah, they've been kind of a couple of the most prominent, especially among lawmakers, who've weighed in on this. Senator Warren said, "Well, you know, violence is never the answer, but people can only be pushed so far." Was her quote? She said that, you know, this is a warning to the healthcare system. AOC said much the same. She said, you know, violence is not justified, but you know, the health insurance, many people perceive the actions of the health insurance industry as violence itself. And so, you know, in each case kind of saying, and Senator Warren kind of clarified later with a much stronger statement against murder, but in each case kind of giving the impression that yes, brazen murder is wrong. However, one can understand the anger that could lead someone to that point because of the health insurance industry.
Yeah, and I mean, as you said, who hasn't been frustrated by the health insurance industry? We'll talk about that a bit more in a moment. We've obviously all, you know, had our frustrations, but there's a difference, and this distinction is getting lost, I think, from some on the left. And as you point out in your piece, it's not just Warren and AOC. It's also other prominent figures on the left. It's also just sort of run-of-the-mill people on Twitter who identify as progressives or whatever, who are saying maybe it's justified to shoot people. Joe, is it justified to shoot people if you're mad about the way a business operates?
Eric, I oppose murder, and I don't care who knows it. Act out your frustrations with daily operation of a business by shooting someone in the back. It is simply not acceptable in any fashion whatsoever. And it feels insane to have to kind of clarify that, but that seems to be, at least on this issue, where we've kind of been driven to. Like, that is how polarized this issue has become, that you kind of have to take that extra step of saying, well, no, murder is not okay, even in this situation.
Yeah, right. I mean, we create politics, if you want to get right down to the theory of it, right, to get away from a state of nature where violence and where might is right and all of that, where you can actually, you know, change policy and change the way things operate if you don't like them in ways that, are not directly violent. Sometimes the state is sometimes violent, too. There's a way to kind of channel that so that we're not just murdering people in the streets, because that's obviously, again, to state the obvious, quite bad. We're chatting with Joe Lancaster. He's an assistant editor here at Reason, chatting about some of the reactions to, you know, the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Joe, before we go, we don't have a lot of time left here. And this is a big question. It's unfair of me to put you on the spot like this in the final minute. But I mean, okay, shooting the CEO of health insurance companies is not the way to fix healthcare. But give our listeners one idea for what we could do, maybe through the political system.
Well, one thing that the tax system, as it is right now, specifically advantages employer-based health insurance. So even if you don't want health insurance through your employer, even if you don't like health insurance through your employer, you are essentially, because of the way that it's structured, you are essentially taking a pay cut by not taking it. You know, employers typically pay half to two-thirds of the cost of your premiums, and that's because they get to deduct that portion from their taxes. They don't have to pay taxes on that portion that they're paying. And it keeps you from being able to really shop around in a fair and open manner. So there's little incentive for most health insurance plans to innovate, to drive down costs the way that your average company has to. So, I mean, the treating employer health and health plans the same way that we would treat an individual health plan that you or I would go out on the open marketplace to shop for, that would be a good first step towards kind of achieving some sort of parity and being able to look at health insurance as an actual good the way that most other things that we buy are, as opposed to this thing that is so insulated from the average price mechanism that, you know, the actual cost of something is sometimes completely inscrutable to anybody involved in the process.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, anytime you scratch a big policy problem, you usually find some sort of tax incentive or something that's warped by the tax code. And that's totally the case here. I mean, there's just not that competition that in so many other marketplaces is essential to driving down prices and to holding companies that, you know, companies that don't do a good job of providing a service go out of business. That's not necessarily the case in healthcare. Those incentives don't exist. We could go on and on about this. In fact, I did a whole podcast earlier this year about some of these issues. We are unfortunately out of time for today. Joe, thanks for taking some time with us here, though.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
And again, that's Joe Lancaster. He's an assistant editor at Reason. Check out his latest piece, Prominent Progressives Struggle to Condemn Murder Without Defending the Murderer. Murder is bad, folks. Murder is bad. That's the bottom line here. Check out all of our Murder is Bad coverage and everything else going on around the country this week at Reason.com. And you can catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.